Hello and welcome back to Radio Entrepreneurs. My name is Alex Cooper. I'm filling in for Jeffrey Davis this morning. Our first guest this morning is Renee Faubert of Renee's Kitchen in Natick, I believe.
Yes, exactly.
Right on the Wellesley border. She brought in some fabulous treats for us today, so I know my son's going to be happy. Well, good morning.
Good morning.
So tell us a little bit about Renee's Kitchen. When did you start?
Well, I opened on August 1st.
Oh, my. So
we're very new still. I consider it an infant still. It's my newborn. It's a concept that I've been playing around with in my head for a long time. Mm-hmm. I have always loved to cook. I did go to Cordon Bleu a long time ago, and I got my degree in restaurant management. But I ended up running a daycare home with my mother because I had children. And it was much easier to, well, it made a lot more sense. And it worked out really well for a long time for all of us. But I kept leaning more towards the cooking piece. I would make dinners and make a lot of dinners and offer them to my daycare clients for sale. I mean, it was ridiculous.
Sort of a natural evolution into...
Exactly. So I had always dreamed of having a shop like this where people can carry out food and buy my cooking. My kids say I'm the soup Nazi of the dinner business.
Oh my goodness, that doesn't sound all that welcoming.
No. It's like, because I will tell you what I'm cooking and then you can tell me if you want it. But it's been appealing to people that there are just limited choices, baked fresh every day, cooked fresh every day with great ingredients, expertly prepared, nourishing food that changes every day. So it's not like they're walking in and seeing a wall of prepared foods. They don't know when it was made. Mm-hmm. They don't know who made it. It's all made by me or one of my staff or under my supervision. I've got some great people working for me. And it's fresh, it's healthy, it tastes good. It's reasonable.
Wow.
Yeah. I know, reasonable, yeah, very reasonable. Unusual.
And high quality food, that's a great option. Yeah. I mean, obviously, that's how you sort of manage the cost of the restaurant is by limiting the menu choices. And
exactly,
not having...
exactly. There's very little waste, too, mm-hmm. which really appeals to me and to a lot of the people that I've been speaking with. I'm able to find out by way of pre-orders online how the demand is going to be. I always make more than what I have pre-orders for, but that gives me a very good indication of the popularity of mm-hmm. the dish among my clients. And then I can plan accordingly. I have some distributors who are willing to let me place orders up to midnight the night before. So I can put an order in at the last minute if I have demand, and I can make adjustments, but I don't have to pre-order a ton of food that goes to waste later on in the week.
Well, that helps out a lot in the rest of,
yeah.
in the restaurant world. So how do you do? How do you find customers for this?
A lot of it's been word of mouth, which mm-hmm. is great. As I said, I was in daycare in Wellesley for a long time, and my daycare clients respected my food, my cooking, liked my product, were very excited for me when I told them I was going into this venture. I do have a Facebook page. Mm-hmm. A lot of people are following me on Facebook. And I have a website, which mm-hmm. was developed by someone who did a great job for me. So the social media piece is huge. Mm-hmm. The word of mouth is my primary form of advertisement. And there were a couple of little newspaper articles written on me that allowed me to get some free advertisement, which is, here we are.
That's the best kind of advertisement that there is, right?
Exactly. So I've had a lot of people coming in just curious to find out the concept. Mm-hmm. See where we are, find us, find out what we do, and it's been neat talking to all these people and meeting people that are excited by the concept.
It's a great concept. I know I personally like when other people make choices for me for food, so.
Well, I give you a couple of choices. It's a limited
choices.
Choices.
That's
yeah,
nice. That's
okay. Usually two or three entrees per night, five nice. Nights a week, and then Saturday I don't do dinners. I'm only there 9 to 2, but what I do is I do all my gluten-free baking on Saturday.
Oh, nice.
So I make gluten-free muffins, cookies, breads, pizzas, and then anything that doesn't sell on Saturday, I pack away, but at least it's been baked on a day where I'm not baking any other.
So there's no cross-contamination?
There's no cross-contamination.
There's limited possibility.
I limit the possibility of cross-contamination to the best of my abilities, mm-hmm. and we do work very hard to avoid that. So
that makes sense.
Yeah. And it's been great working with the people I have in the kitchen that I've pulled in, a couple of very talented cooks and chefs who I say, well, here's our broad umbrella. Here's our mm-hmm. concept. this is the sort of food our clients are looking for. This is the price range we want to stay within. Let's play. Let's go. Mm-hmm. Especially on Fridays, we'll come up with, hey, you know, what are you in the mood to make? Mm-hmm. The distributor said that you know, haddock's a great price on haddock. Let's do something fun with it. And then people know that they can call on Friday and say, so what are you doing?
Yeah. Well, that's a great concept. So how many employees do you have?
I have one full-time employee who's just solidly there all the time. Mm-hmm. She's my rock. Mm-hmm. She's great. I have a chef who's worked at a lot of very high-end restaurants, 3 Michelin stars, all these fancy places, mm-hmm. who's in the process of starting his own business. Mm-hmm. So he's working for me 20, 25 hours a week, and he's helped me set up my systems. He's helped me integrate some other part-time people into a cohesive whole. Mm-hmm. So I've been very fortunate to have him. And then I have a kid who's in college, a couple of high schoolers, some mm-hmm. part-time people. But it seems to all mesh well.
That's good. So what's behind some of the business systems that you have? Have you set up all those kinds of things?
I hired some good people. Good choice. You need to know your limitations. I found a great bookkeeper, an accountant I can trust. I have a payroll payroll company handling that. So I have a very fluid inventory system. Mm-hmm. We have categories of foods that we need to keep in line, but because my menu changes every week, my ordering must drive my distributors crazy. It's like, this week I need this. Go find it for me. But we have been working on developing a little more set patterns. I know, for example, necessary stocks of all our staples, mm-hmm. that kind of thing. The business systems, I'm learning as I go along. But as I said, I know to hire good people. I found a great tech guy to help me with the website. He also did my branding, and I can call him whenever I have those sorts of questions. Mm-hmm. And there's no teenager on hand.
And you're primarily responsible for the, obviously, the menu and the food.
Yes.
And then probably the marketing as well.
Yes. I wear a lot of hats these days. I wish I could just cook. But actually, I have a lot of fun developing the week's menus. Mm-hmm. My staff thinks it's hilarious. People will ask me on Thursday morning what we're having for meals the next day, and I'll look at them and say, I have no idea. I couldn't tell you. They say, I go into my office, I shut the door, I do my magic, I come out, and I have the week's menus. I don't repeat for 6 weeks, so I start with that.
Okay.
I look back and see what we've made the previous 6 weeks and make sure that none of that is on the menu. I look at the weather. Mm-hmm. Again, I have a couple of trusted distributors. I look and see what's coming down the pike that's in season, that's good, that's a good deal, and I pull it together. I have a long list of things I love to cook. So
are you busier for the dinner side of things, or is it
definitely like, definitely okay. Lunch has been building. Lunch has been building, and we had not intended to do lunch to order. We had expected originally that there'd be more of a demand for people to just wander through, grab some soup or mm-hmm. pasta salad. But there are several offices around, and those people that work in the offices were looking for lunch.
Yeah.
So we said, okay, let's see what we can do. And we offer, again, a limited menu that changes every day. You're picking same up on a pattern here.
Same thing for lunch and the baked goods.
The baked goods, yes, the bakery items. These, I brought a couple of my signature bakery items. The cream scones, the dried fruit cream scones are great. They're moist and tender, mm-hmm. and people are like, wow, this is not a scone. Right. Well, it's how I like our scones. Yeah. No, cream.
Just cream.
I don't apologize for those scones. There is a lot of cream in them. And then the fleur de sel chocolate chip cookies, I found a recipe I liked and one day didn't have the right chocolate and ended up taking a block of chocolate and chopping it by hand. And the cookies were so much better. I was like, oh, shoot. I'm going to have to do that from now on. So we do get 60% cocoa content chocolate. We get these huge blocks of it and we chop it up for the cookies. And then there's just a sprinkling of flaked Maldon sea salt on them. But it's a process again. You have to make the dough. You have to refrigerate it a certain length of time. People will come in and say, do you have those cookies? Well, we're working on them. Give me about 12 more hours and they'll be ready. So in the morning, we do have muffins, scones, coffee, tea, that mm-hmm. sort of bakery item and a limited number of breakfast sandwiches, breakfast burritos. So there are a lot of moving parts.
Yeah, it sounds like you're very busy all the time.
It's good, though. It's great. And the people that work for me are excited that they're in a place where I might say to them one day, hey, what do you think? What kind of sandwich? And this my full-timer will say, well, I love making this jicama mango slaw, and we've got a couple of mangoes that need to be used up, and it's good with turkey. Let's go. You know, let's make that sandwich. Give them something different. And the people that are coming in seem to appreciate it and enjoy it. So.
Terrific. Well, thank you very much for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
So if people want to find Renee's Kitchen, how do they find it?
The first thing to do is to find reneeskitchen.net.
Okay.
Because my website does have a lot of information to include contact information, the weekly menus, a little bit about our philosophy. And then I'm on Route 135, mm-hmm. 148 East Central Street, behind what is now called Maxwell 148. Unfortunately, the restaurant is changing hands. Okay. It's going to change names. So it's a little confusing for all of us until the construction is done. But it's if you're leaving Wellesley, it's exactly 2 miles from Wasik's Cheese Shop. I measured it because I used to work down there. And coming from Natick, it's before you get to Town Line Liquors. So those are all landmarks that people seem to be able to find. You can always just call me to 508-545-2971. Shameless self-promotion here.
That's why we're here.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. It was great meeting you.
Great meeting you, too.
Soon.
Thank you so much.